Okay, it's Dalet Tevis, December 12th, from the bottom of page Mem Dalet. Page Mem Dalet on the LA Shore, the last full paragraph there, speaking about the Yom Noroim, concept of Ba'asher Hushom, and Revolver pointed out that from the Yerushalmi, it's that Ba'asher Hushom doesn't merely mean don't worry about the future, but don't worry about the past. I shouldn't say don't worry, but the person's not judged by his past. It's the way he is now, and he explains the day when we're being Mamlech Hashem, and what one is judged on is the degree to which he's being Mamlech Hashem. Our past will affect the way we do that, and our intentions for the future will affect that, but it's a snapshot of what we're doing today. So that in the first half of that paragraph, he said, of course, somebody who hasn't prepared, how is he going to stand before Hashem and coronate him? It's in the middle of the paragraph. B'chol zos. Nevertheless, Pesach tikva nifla paseach lenu Yerushalmi anal. A tremendous door of hope the Yerushalmi opens up for us. V'nedas asher lefaneinu b'yom hanora hazeh. Nedas asher lefaneinu is a paraphrase of a pasuk, but it's to know what's in front of you, to know what's at stake, what's at hand. We stand before our Creator in Rosh Hashanah. We shouldn't be drawn in our thoughts after the past. And we shouldn't also have our thoughts like wander into matters about the future, life, wealth, honor. We have to fill up the present. Our thoughts have to be totally consumed with the present, using the words from the Pasuk in Iyov, as quoted by the Yerushalmi, to be Zach v'yasher, pure and straight. Now, the Hisorus Amitis shall Kabbalas Ol Ubiya L'Tahar, with a true rousal to accept the yoke and come to purify ourselves. It's a paraphrase of Chazal's word, Abali Tahar Matarinosa, a person who comes with the intention, with the effort to purify himself so he gets help from Shemayim. So if we're coming to accept the yoke of heaven and to purify ourselves, v'yavru aleinu shnei yimei Rosh Hashanah b'li shum chetu michshol, and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah can pass over us without any sin and stumbling, b'machshava b'dibur v'masa, in thought, in speech, in action. So it's about now. It's about how do we live the days of Rosh Hashanah. Next paragraph. Rosh Hashanah kol bo ha'olam over in the fun of Kivnei Maron shenemar ha'yotzi ha'chaliv ha'meinu kol ma'aseyem. That's from Chazal. All people pass before Hashem like B'nai Maron. The Gemara has three pshatim, what B'nai Maron means, but it means one by one. As the Pasuk says, ha'yotzi ha'chaliv ha'meinu kol ma'aseyem. He understands all their actions. Amar Rab Yochanan v'kula niskaran v'skira achas. And they're all seen with one, like with one glance. Hare Yom Hadin al kol hamasim shall call b'nei ha'olam. So you have the day of judgment for all actions, for all people of the world. Uvachol zos kulan v'skira achas, but it's all seen with one glance. Haketzad, how so? So l'fid v'reinu nitan l'havin. It's an esoteric teaching of Chazal. What's the point of the kulan v'skira achas? There are different approaches in Mefarshim. That means we're viewed in contrast to other people. But he's saying, according to what we've just explained, it's understandable why it's all the skira achas. He has skira achas who gilui b'chinas malchus yisparach ba'olam. The one look is the revelation of Hashem's malchus in the world. V'gilui zeh hu hadin al kol maaseh b'nei adam kasher b'anu v'ezus Hashem. What he's been explaining is it's not a judgment. It's not a let's take out the books of Cheshbon and go over all the past. Let's project into the future and see what we think you're going to do, what's your worth, and so on. It's Hashem is being coronated right now. Are you on the team or not? So we can understand the metaphor that presents it as it's a very narrow glance. It's from the context of we're coronating Hashem. How well are you doing at that? That's called skira achas.
It's like on the tzibur itself, the whole tzibur, or the whole, he sees collectively.
Yeah, but I think the emphasis
it's the first
is
day, right? It's collective.
Yeah, he's not getting into the chiluk between the first and second day, but he's explaining that the reason why Chazal would use a metaphor like that it's a narrow glance, because it really is just one thing. It's not an analysis.
The whole
question, right? It's a look at the present. What does the king's coronation look like? Hashem is glancing at you in the king's coronation. Yimei Rosh Hashanah hinam harishonim shal aseres yimei tshuva. Days of Rosh Hashanah, the first of the 10 days of tshuva. It's day 1 and 2. V'chol zeh ein b'hem lo vidui v'af lo askar zcheit kol shehi. And nevertheless, there's no vidui, and there isn't really mention of cheit. I mentioned it in Rosh Hashanah, and right after Chazar Zashatz, when you say Avinu Malkeinu chatanu l'fanecha, which if it's Shabbos we don't even say, it's kind of jarring because they haven't mentioned cheit. In Rosh Hashanah you could forget about cheit. A very limited mention of chait. Behem anu misyachadim ach v'rakim malchusa yisparach ba'olam. And then we are misyachad. We're alone with the sole concept of his malchus in the world. The kabbalas malchusa al atzmeinu, and the acceptance of his kingship upon ourselves. Rak acharei Rosh Hashanah anu nigoshim lihitar b'chatayim. Only after Rosh Hashanah do we approach to be purified of our sins. Chait macher v'schayenu. Sin destroys our world. Kol asher anu chozrim al also chait. All the more that we repeat a sin, hu olu lehapech teva banu. It's susceptible. It's likely to become natural for us. Mahuseinu mamish. Literally becomes like our essence. Chas v'shalom. To udaseinu b'chayim hei. Our goal in life is lichyos lefanav yisparach v'lamad b'kirvaso. Yisparach kol hayamim, to live in front of him and to stand in his proximity all days. V'hinei chatanu, but behold, we've sinned. His rachak mimenu yisparach. We've distanced ourselves from him. V'akarnu es nashenu mishor hashel amal v'akodesh, and we've uprooted. We've torn our souls out from its root above in the holy place. So, what's the remedy? Amar Rabbi Akiva ashrechem yisrael lefnei miyatem mitarim. He says, fortunate is Yisrael, before whom are you purified? Who purifies you? Your Father in heaven, as the Pasuk says. V'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And it says that Hashem is like the mikveh. Ma mikveh mataris at Tanei, ma fakadosh baruch hu mataris Yisrael. From the end of the final Mishnah, the last parak of Yuma. Il male hayelani yom kippur levad mikolam mitzvah Shabbat Torah. If the only mitzvah in the entire Torah was Yom HaKippurim, Yomaspek lanu lahakir ki haTorah hi min haShemayim, would be sufficient to show us that Torah is heavenly. Yom gadol v'nora kazeh, such a great and awesome day, yefshel hivotzer al yidei b'nei adam, cannot be created by man. Kedushas hayom hi ko gavoa, the sanctity of the day is so high, shehi mevaeres kol chet v'avon u'pesha, that it burns away. Chait, Avon, and Pesha, and Meraka, Adam, Rotzev, B'chol Liva. If man just wants this with his whole heart, Afilu B'chatoyim, Shehataiva, Aleihem, Hi Gadol, Ad Ma'od. Even sins that the desire for them is very strong. Ve'ein Lanu Kol Tzir, Keitza, Nucha, Lo, Lihisavos. We can't imagine how we could not desire them. I'm stuck. I don't see how I can get away from this. Nagia, V'libeinu, La'askama, Gemur, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshienu, Mimena. We have to reach in our hearts an absolute resolution that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us from it. V'yefkia osa mikirbeinu, and we'll pluck it out, remove it from our midst. V'nismach al zeh, and we'll rejoice over this. V'onus abel chas v'shalom al-tai v'sh'avdom eitanu, we won't be upset. First, I can't say, I really wish I'd be free of sin, and then, yeah, I kind of miss that. So he has the desire to have it removed from him, and he's not going to miss it. Rak al yeush v'navadus avodaseinu b'yom hakodesh hazeh mi'um kedaliba. We shouldn't give up, and we should serve Hashem on this holy day from the depth of the heart. V'ein tzafek ki tshuvaseinu tiskavol. And there's no doubt that our tshuva will be accepted. Bal nachsho, we shouldn't think she'anachnu, that we ketani hadoros, the smallest of generations, l'nucha l'hagia l'idei dargos hatshuva, cannot reach the levels of tshuva. Bal nesiyayish me'hatshuva, we shouldn't give up, become despondent from tshuva. B'raseinu ki b'chol shana achar yom ha-kippur m'shuvanu nachshalom b'chatoim, that every year after Yom Kippur we stumble and sin again. Aleinu l'hakir tov l'mabit zecho zechonu l'vorach l'chayel mabah, should be Yerlana Basifra Beis Elokim Shnei Yisod Azela. And he says we should have Hakaras HaTov to the Mabit, that's Rav Moshe Ben Yeshaya of Trani, contemporary of the Beis Yosef. He has a Sefer Beis Elokim that's on Tshuva, Tefillah, and like fundamentals. It's three sections, Yisodos. So he says he explains to us these two Yisodos in his Sefer. It's a beautiful Sefer. Aleph, and this is a quote. After we've explained what tshuva is, which is what these previous paragraphs were about, that it's regret and abandoning the sin, nomar ki einam kishar mitzvos. We'll say that these things within tshuva are not like other mitzvos. Sha'ozev chelak ha-mitzvah, ein lo chelak schar ha-mitzvah. That a person who abandons, who neglects part of the mitzvah does not have reward for the mitzvah. Kemo shetomar mitzvos tzitzis, he bedalad kanfos. Like, for example, a simple example, tzitzis is to have fringes on the four corners. So tzitzis, begimel kanfos, levad, eino miskayim, gimel chalke ha-mitzvah. So if you do, you put strings on three out of your four corners, you don't get a 75. You don't get 75% credit. Sharei dalad tzitzis, ma'akvin tzitzis, they ma'akev each other. They hinder, each one hinders the performance of that. It's like a key ingredient. It's like he did nothing. Even though you cannot call it tshuva shlema without those key ingredients, and most Rishon would add vidoy also, it does happen. Continue. Tomorrow. Amen.